Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, isolated rain showers late, upper 70s with wind gust at 25. Tonight, chance of sprinkles early, cloudy skies, then clearing overnight. We'll see lows 47, winds from the north. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear, 58, and Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures lower 90s. Right now, it's 68.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Ag Committee Chairman David Scott says that he wants to make sure carbon markets are going to be workable for farmers and won't harm food production. He said, we have got to make sure agriculture is at the point of the spear when it comes to policy. Scott said in an interview ahead of the committee hearing today on the carbon markets. Witnesses include critics of carbon markets, as well as a discussion of a variety of approaches to paying farmers for carbon sequestration. A representative from Bayer will talk about its carbon payment program, which rewards farmers based on their soil health practices rather than the amount of carbon they're sequestering. Scott, who is from Georgia, suggests he has concerns about the latter approach, saying there's no definitive way of measuring carbon sequestration. As for the effect on food production, Scott posed this question. To what degree are we hurting our food supply if we're turning our farmers into carbon sequestration experts as opposed to what they do, growing crops and tending to them? Well, the House has yet to act on the Senate-passed Growing Climate Solution Act. That would put USDA in charge of certifying credit verification services and farm advisors. And the ethanol industry is scrambling to deal with yesterday's report on the volumes EPA is set to propose in an upcoming biofuel mandate announcement. The report left unanswered how the Biden administration will approach small refiner exemptions, which allow certain refiners to avoid the mandate based on concerns of economic harm. During the 2020 campaign, candidate Joe Biden made a point of hitting the Trump administration's approach to the waiver, but a handful of House Republicans said yesterday the expected drop in volumes will cut the demand for more combined gallons of ethanol than all gallons cut due to SREs issued in the prior administration. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farm safety is everyone's responsibility. You're reminded to be aware during a busy harvest season of additional activity on rural roads. Be safe this fall. A reminder from your opportunity for a better lifestyle is right here at home. Landall's is seeking production employees, including assembly, welding, fabrication, machinists, and material handling. On-the-job training available, offering a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000 for qualified individuals for full-time positions open immediately. Competitive wages with attendance bonus, profit sharing, great benefits, including health and retirement, and paid time off. Join their amazing team. Learn more at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Police in Emporia have arrested a 20-year-old man accused of exposing himself and waving around a large knife. He's also suspected of threatening the Emporia police station. Around 11:30 yesterday morning, Emporia State University police responded to reports of a naked man wielding a large knife. Around 3 o'clock, Emporia police officers located a man who matched the description. The man, identified as Ray Henderson Lennox of Emporia, was taken into custody. He's also believed to be a person of interest in a criminal threat investigation that happened around 10 o'clock last Saturday night when Lyon County Dispatch received a call from a man threatening to kill, murder, or harm the police at the Emporia station. The remains of Father Emil Capon are expected to arrive in Wichita tomorrow. A funeral mass for Father Capon will be held next Tuesday at Hartman Arena. His remains will be interred at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Wichita. Mid-America Network News. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Wichita police say a 16-year-old girl is dead. Three teenagers are in custody after shots were fired while two vehicles chased one another yesterday. Police Captain Jeff Weeble said officers went to an area near Wichita State University yesterday afternoon after receiving calls about shots being fired. A short time later, a vehicle carrying a group of teenagers arrived at Wesley Medical Center with the fatally injured 16-year-old girl in the car. The other vehicle, which had been stolen, was recovered after the suspects fled on foot. Police say a preliminary investigation indicates the groups in the two cars knew each other. Two 16-year-old boys and a 17-year-old boy in the case have been arrested on allegations of first-degree murder. Police in Salina say a 27-year-old man is in custody after a body was found in rural Saline County earlier in the week. Police say the body of a man in his 40s was found on Tuesday. Salina police say Manuel Medina Castro is in custody. He's being held on allegations of second-degree murder. Friday, Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry. And Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A public watchdog of Nebraska's Child Welfare Services is recommending that state officials end their practice of having a private contractor manage cases in the Omaha area. The Office of Inspector General of Nebraska Child Welfare made the suggestion in a special report focused on St. Francis Ministries, a provider that has faced major financial problems after winning a state contract back in 2019. Nebraska officials negotiated a new contract with St. Francis in January to prevent the provider from running out of money. The Inspector General's report says Nebraska should terminate its contract with St. Francis, arguing that the provider hasn't met several of its contractual obligations over the last 2 years. Police in Lincoln investigating after an organization that supports survivors of sexual assault was defrauded out of more than $10,000. The organizers of the No More campaign reported the fraud to police this past Wednesday. Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Football homecomings continue at Hanover, Washington County, and Centralia Friday. At Hanover, Queen candidates Michelle Zarbenicki, Madeline Bruna, Avery Behrens, and Madison Bruna are joined by King candidates Emmett Ginneman, Trevor Groff, Keegan Demler, and Philip Dibley. A parade at 2:30 is planned downtown. Citizen State Bank will serve hot dogs. Coronation is planned at 6 before the game with Axtell, which will air live on KNDY-FM, 98.5. At Washington County High School, Queen candidates are Riley DeZine, Amanda Simmons, and Emily Jones. King candidates Hunter Hill, Nathan Tice, and Coy Stahm. Homecoming parade is Friday at 2 downtown, with crowning at 6:30. United Bank and Trust will host a tailgate party before the game under the grandstand, beginning at 5. before the game with Donovan West. At Centralia, Queen candidates are Avery Dieters, Abby Flinney, and Monica Stahlbaumer. King candidates Presley Bowers, Ethan McNally, and Traden Talley. A pep rally is planned Friday at 2:30 at the football field. Coronation at 6:30 precedes the game with Valley Heights. Pawnee City and Lewiston Consolidated Schools in southeast Nebraska are working toward consideration of co-oping football programs for the 22-23 and 23-24 schedule cycles. Committees to explore the options have been designated, and a special workshop is planned October 5th at 6:30 p.m. for public input regarding the issue. Marysville City Council held a special meeting Monday, voting 5-3 to proceed with a policy and procedure audit of the police department. The announcement follows action earlier this month, whereby longtime police chief Todd Ackerman was released from his post. No reason for the dismissal has been shared, only that it's a personnel matter and any audit is not criminal or financial in nature. A pair of 20-minute executive sessions preceded the vote Monday to conduct the audit for discussion of litigation or claims against the city. Final vote on the audit question was 5-3, with Keith Beichman, Todd Fry, and Terry Hughes voting no. Many in the community have expressed regret with the decision, and the matter is likely to come up again at the next council meeting this Monday evening at 7. City of Washington will hold a special meeting at noon Friday at City Hall to address purchase and financing power plant engines. A bird walk is planned Saturday morning in Marysville at the Kester House Gardens and City Park, beginning at the Kester House at 8 a.m., led by Geary County Extension Agent Chuck Ott, an avid birder and naturalist. The public is welcome to join the bird walk Saturday, 8 a.m. at the Kester House in Marysville. Fabulous Finds on 99 will be highlighted this Friday and Saturday as communities along and adjacent to Highway 99 offer garage sales, yard sales, and bargain hunting. Many downtown business specials will be included along the route, extending from Marshall County South, including 233 miles. Additional information is on the group's Facebook page, Fabulous Finds on 99. The annual Fireman's Fall Fest is Saturday evening in Blue Rapids with a fish feed at the fairgrounds hosted by the firemen and live bands hosted by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Diane D. Peppersack, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service Saturday at 1 at Frankfort City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Diane Peppersack. Ralph F. Broxterman, age 85, of Vermilion, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m., at Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery at Lillis. Rosary Sunday evening at 6 at the church. Visitation Sunday 10 until 4 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Ralph Broxterman. Carl L. Weininger, age 92, of Hollenburg, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at Zion State Line Lutheran Church, Hollenburg. Burial in the Joy Creek Cemetery at Hollenburg. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Sunday 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Carl Weininger.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
United Bank and Trust will host a free tailgate party before the Washington County Tigers homecoming football game this Friday, 5 until 6:30 behind the Grandstand Stadium.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, we have a cold front associated with a low pressure system that will be moving across the central, east central parts of the Midwest, bringing those areas chances for some scattered rain showers as we head through the day and into tonight. Quick moving system will be out of here as we head into the overnight hours. Behind the system, a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into late tonight, continuing into tomorrow with high pressure system moving in for the weekend. Sunny skies, dry weather. We are going to see an upper level ridge move back in place for Sunday into the early parts of next week across the central parts of the Rockies, central parts of the Midwest. Temperatures back anywhere in the upper 80s, lower 90s. So across that area, partly sunny skies, chance of rain showers this afternoon. Temperatures at 80, and tonight will continue with scattered rain. And that's a look at your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-September 79, record high on this day 95. The average low 54 and the record low 31. Sunset this evening 7:21, sunrise in the morning at 7:17.
New England has clam bakes, the South has barbecues, and in the Great Lakes, it's fish boils. All about the unique regional experience today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 24th, the 267th day of the year. Fall is fish boil season in coastal communities of the Upper Great Lakes. If you have a chance to attend one, don't let the somewhat unappetizing name keep you away. Fish boils are a centuries-old tradition originating with Scandinavian settlers. Huge pots, often cast iron, are placed over wood fires into which wire baskets of fish and vegetables are submerged. The highlight is when kerosene is tossed on the flames, causing a roaring flash which flushes the oils and froth from the churning water. It's also the signal that dinner is served, and it's quite a culinary delight. Any authentic Great Lakes experience has to include a fish boil on a crisp autumn evening. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock freezers, French door refrigerators, dishwashers, washer-dryer sets from LG, Whirlpool, Maytag, Bosch, Samsung, and Frigidaire. Freezers starting at $199 and dishwashers at $399. Free shipping to your door on orders over $299 within 100 miles of the store. In-house delivery and installation available for an additional small fee. Also, hundreds of pieces of in-stock bedding and furniture in the Ashley Home Store. Brand Source Appliance Center next to the Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
A reminder during National Constitution Week. True or false, the lame duck amendment eliminated all lame duck sessions in Congress. This is false. However, it did away with most of them. Before the 20th Amendment was adopted in 1933, the second session of every Congress, beginning on the first Monday in December, was a lame duck session. Meeting after the next election had been held, including some members who had been retired or defeated. Originally applied to businessmen who went bankrupt, the term lame duck came to mean political officeholders who were defeated. Since the passage of the 20th Amendment, lame duck sessions have been held occasionally, meeting for short periods to address unfinished business. The amendment moved the opening date of Congress 11 months earlier from December to January 3rd, and the beginning of a presidential term 6 weeks earlier from March 4th to January 20th. A reminder during National Constitution Week. From the Arthur Barrett chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Everyone knows Prairie Bend Casino and Resort gives you more ways to play, like more adrenaline-pumping action at our table games and slots, more delicious ways to indulge at the award-winning Three Fires Steakhouse, more ways to relax in our luxury hotel and soothing courtyard hot tubs, and more bragging rights to earn at Firekeeper Golf Course. Yes, Prairie Bend Casino gives you more ways to play and more reasons to stay.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. After the Chargers lost a heartbreaker to the Cowboys last weekend and the Chiefs fumbled away a win with Baltimore Sunday night, the longtime rivals find themselves in the most unexpected of circumstances. The loser of their showdown this coming Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium will be in the AFC West cellar 3 weeks into the season. There's plenty of time to turn things around, though, especially in the expanded 17-game regular season. It would help if that turnaround began this weekend, though, when the Chargers and Chiefs will be trying to keep pace with unbeaten Denver and Las Vegas. Kickoff time for the Chargers and the Chiefs on Sunday is at high noon. And former K-State quarterback Jonathan Beasley and head coach Bill Snyder are now two of the seven newest members of the Cotton Bowl Hall of Fame. The group will be honored Tuesday, October 5th at AT&T Stadium. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Number 25 Kansas State travels to Oklahoma State this weekend as both open Big 12 play. Both teams are 3-0 despite dealing with some key injuries. Will Howard will likely start at quarterback in place of injured K-State starter Skylar Thompson. Oklahoma State played last week without three of its top four receivers and lost another one during the game. The K-State Wildcats and the Oklahoma State Cowboys kick it off tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Couple of college games tomorrow afternoon. The KU Jayhawks and Duke Blue Devils kick it off at 3 o'clock. Also at 3 o'clock, the Fort Hays Tigers and Newman Jets. Turning to baseball, the Kansas City Royals and Detroit Tigers mix it up this evening. First pitch set for 6:10. And in the AA Central Championship Series, the Wichita Wind Surge returns to Riverfront Stadium tonight. They'll face the Arkansas Naturals. The Surge is now 2-0 in the championship series. First pitch tonight set for 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your undefeated Wildcats host Oklahoma next Saturday, October 2nd for Hall of Fame weekend. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. and tickets start at just $40 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Sooners, and we recognize our newest Hall of Fame class, including College Football Hall of Fame inductee Darren Sproles. Get your tickets today, and we'll see you Saturday, October 2nd. Go Cats!
Friday Night Football, Week 4, as Marysville hits the road for North Central Kansas League rival Chapman. Bulldog Football Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday Night feature game, a TVL shootout, Hanover entertains Axtell, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights kicks off at Centralia. Frankfort plays host to Blue Valley. Washington County's home to Donovan West. Lynn travels to Onega. And Diller Odell is at Southern. Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller Odell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights feature Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville heading on the road to take on Chapman in our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Axtell. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock, TVL Roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State Saturday, 4 p.m. pregame, and Kansas Saturday, 2:30 p.m. pregame, live on KNDY.
Show your appreciation to the teachers in your life with a do-it-yourself planter and some cherry pansies. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll need two yardsticks, a 4x4-inch wooden planter box, a potted pansy and saucer that will fit inside the planter box. Gather your glue gun and glue sticks, sandpaper, and a hobby knife to create your gift. Cut the yardsticks into 4-inch lengths and sand the cut edges smooth. Glue the yardstick pieces vertically and next to each other onto all four sides of the planter. Set the saucer in the bottom of the planter box and place the potted pansy on top of it. Your project is complete and sure to make the teacher's day while creating a fun memory with the youngsters in your life. You can see this and other creative ideas for crafting and eating pansies from Benary. Just do an internet search for Give the Gift of Pansies-Benary. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
North of Zeno, Ohio, you'll find a dairy farm with quite a history. Not only have they been milking cows here for several generations, but they've become quite a draw for visitors who come for the dairy and much, much more. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
North of Xenia, Ohio, you'll find a farm with quite a past, present, and future.
Back in 1869, my great-great-grandfather built a red barn, and at that time it was a family farm, and he had a cow for milk and a chicken for eggs and a horse to pull the plow.
Ben Young's grandfather made it a dairy farm when he began milking Jersey cows in the early 1900s.
My dad and my two uncles in the 50s, they inherited the farm and had a different vision. And in 1958, they started selling Jersey milk directly to the customer.
But the farm was still small, just 60 acres in size. However, it was quick to grow.
So we started Young's Jersey Dairy in 1958 selling milk. In the 60s, got into the ice cream business. In the 70s, the bakery business. In the 80s, the restaurant business.
Then miniature golf, driving range, pumpkin patch, hay rides, and much more. However, the farm is still the core of the business.
We milk 30 Jersey cows twice a day, and some of the cows actually you can trace their lineage back to some of the original cows we had here in the 50s. But at this time, we use all of our Jersey milk to make cheese. We started making cheese in 2009.
But with so much going on at Young's, we still haven't discussed what perhaps put this place on the map. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Yellow Springs, Ohio. I'm Andrew McCray.
Perennials that are too crowded and not as nice looking as they used to be, it's time to divide them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. From one plant, you'll have many more plants as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Some daylilies that are getting a little too snug in their bed and crowding each other out. It's time to divide them and to have new plants for another spot in the yard or to share. Plants that bloom in spring and early summer, such as daylilies, phlox, coreopsis, daisies, and irises, can be divided in the fall. Bob Polomsky is an extension horticulturist at Clemson University. He says perennials are usually divided every 3 to 5 years, or when they start to crowd themselves into non-flowering clumps of leaves and roots.
It's important to go ahead and divide them, knowing that in the center, it looks like the roots have all matted together from the solid mass. You need to focus on the outside and remove those plants and then replant them. And I like try to plant them at least maybe 6 to 12 inches apart.
Polomsky recommends moistening the soil before you lift out the plants. He says a spading fork is his digging tool of choice because it minimizes the amount of damage that you may be doing to the roots. If you have 2 spading forks, what might be a tough job becomes easier.
Take 2 spading forks back to back and you push them together and they easily slide apart that mass of fibrous roots. And so it's a nice, easy way of separating some of the thick fibrous-rooted perennials with others. You really need to get down on your hands and knees and just tease them apart.
Divide your plants at least 4 to 6 weeks before the first freeze so they have time to get settled in. Replant them as soon as you can at the same depth they were originally. Water well and add mulch. Find more tips for dividing perennials at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Sometimes all you need is a little nudge to have a safer working environment on the farm. That's next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Nudging is a technique borrowed from the field of behavioral economics. Basically, it's a way of getting someone to consciously or unconsciously choose to do the right thing. For example, picking a safer way to act. The New York Center for Agricultural Medicine and Health tested the concept at the Milk Train Dairy Farm near Sprakers, New York. Owner Colleen Pank had communication issues with workers between shifts.
I think that's how we started it, was that I was having a communication problem. We had just had some equipment failure, and we'd lost some milk. And we'd lost milk 3 or 4 days in a row. So when I finally said, something's going on in group six, then Eli went out and talked to the guys, and they told me. And I was like, has this been going on for a couple of days? Yeah, it's been going on for six. Nobody told us. It was a simple fix.
Workers were tired and eager to go home at the end of their shift, and consequently, communication suffered. With help from the New York Center, a wall-mounted board was created for the workers, themed around a shared interest, soccer. Pank says it worked.
I know that they'll write things down and use them if it's convenient and if it works. I think they care about the job, and they know that that communication makes everyone else's job easier.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get closer to the winter wheat planting season, the Kansas Wheat Commission has officially released their latest information on how to try and stop the wheat streak mosaic virus that's been spreading across the state of Kansas, where they say it's been spreading to other parts of the state than normal.
Wheat streak mosaic virus causes considerable damage to the Kansas wheat crop each year, primarily in the western portion of the state. In 2017, this disease caused a conservative $76.8 million in direct losses to wheat farmers, a loss of 19.2 million bushels of wheat. For this past growing season, however, tests show the disease showed up not only in western Kansas, but also in central Kansas.
She goes on to say that the wheat curl mites that spread the WSMV and other diseases survived the summer on volunteer wheat and certain other grasses. And as those plants begin to die off, often that weak curl mites begin to leave in search of new plants to feed on. And they've come out with their three different tips on how to try and prevent this.
The best way to prevent the spread of the wheat streak mosaic virus is to remove volunteer wheat and other grassy weeds. Volunteer wheat and other grassy weeds can be removed with herbicides or tillage, but it's absolutely essential to allow time for herbicides to work.
Number two,
avoid planting early. Plant after the best pest management planting date, formerly known as the Hessian fly-free date. By avoiding planting early, Kansas wheat farmers can avoid times when wheat mite populations are the highest in late summer and decrease the interval between planting and fall freeze events.
And number three,
plant varieties with moderate or high levels of resistance to wheat streak mosaic virus. At this point, there are no chemical options such as insecticides or pesticides that are effective at controlling the wheat curl mite.
You can download the packet on their website at kswheat.com/WSMV packet. You can also request a printed copy from the Kansas Wheat Commission. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus saxon fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales.
Farm safety is everyone's responsibility. You're reminded to be aware during a busy harvest season of additional activity on rural roads. Be safe this fall. A reminder from... Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Democratic leaders made it official. A continuing resolution that's needed to avert a government shutdown on October 1st will include a provision to increase the debt limit. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California in a joint statement, said addressing the debt limit is about meeting obligations the government has already made, like the bipartisan emergency COVID relief legislation from December, as well as vital payments to Social Security recipients and veterans. Republicans won't support the increase, saying it's needed to accommodate the Democrats' $3.5 trillion Build Back Better spending plan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky tweeted, "The Democrats do not get to ram through radical far-left policies on party-line votes, then brag about how they're transforming the country, but demanding bipartisan cover for racking up historic debt." The soaring demand for renewable diesel driven by California's low-carbon fuel standard altering the politics of biofuels while squeezing food companies who rely on vegetable oil. Renewable diesel, unlike biodiesel, can be used interchangeably with conventional diesel. And those RD plants are being built by big petroleum companies who put those plants, if not inside the gate of the refinery, next to the refinery. Those words from Seth Meyer, USDA chief economist, as he spoke to the Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City. He said the oil company's investment in renewable diesel is changing the political dynamic when it comes to the renewable fuel standard. An economist for the American Soybean Association, Scott Garrett, said demand for renewable diesel will continue to grow, but likely fall short of the 7 billion gallon of production capacity that's now on the drawing board, and that's more than California needs, and would crash the state market, he said. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farmers put in long hours on the tractor this time of year. Taking needed breaks can prevent tractor fatigue and mistakes. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Spring and fall mean long hours on the tractor. You might be under pressure to spend as much time as you can on the task at hand, but taking a break every now and then can prevent you from making mistakes. Dennis Murphy is a retired extension safety specialist at Penn State University. He says there are many ways that you can become fatigued without even realizing it.
Oftentimes, it's the constant bouncing. If your tractor does not have good shock absorbing in the seat, and there's that vibration, you're going to become tired. You may have a newer tractor that the ride is very nice, but you have a lot of instrumentation that you're trying to track. If you don't have a cab and you are in the dust and have the sun on you, that's just going to simply wear you out quicker.
Mistakes happen more often when you're tired. Your reaction time becomes slower, your concentration isn't as sharp, and you might even fall asleep. Murphy knows the drive of a producer to get things done, but he says it's critical that you take regular breaks, even if you feel like you don't need them. This prevents you from becoming too tired.
It varies depending on how stressful the situation is that you're in, but if you'd get off the tractor at least every couple of hours for 10 or 15 minutes and just get away from the vibration, get away from the noise, that would just help you survive that day a lot better.
During those breaks, eat a snack and stay hydrated. Do some stretching or take a short walk. Even just watching wildlife will take your mind off of the task at hand for a while. Be sure to care for yourself when you're not in the tractor seat. Eat regular meals and get plenty of sleep. Find more tips for avoiding tractor fatigue at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, getting close to the wrap-up today for a Friday and for the end of the week. And just not a lot of news and movement going on in the markets right now, with corn, wheat, and soybeans staying relatively stagnant. Corn still in the red a little bit, wheat in the green just a bit, the soybeans in the green a little bit as well, but kind of mixed all over the place. Livestock still trending right about where they were, a little bit more green popping up on the board for the feeder cattle compared to earlier this morning. Corn right now is down at 1.25 to 5.28 even. The March corn down 1.25 to 5.35 and 3/4. Kansas City wheat, December's down 1.25 to 7.18 and 3/4 currently. Soybeans, they started off kind of marginally higher. They're still marginally higher right now. November soybeans are up 2.25 to 12.86 and a half. The meal for October currently down 20 cents to 3.34 and 60 cents, with the soybean oil for October up in the green by 86 cents to 57.96. There is some news coming out of the cotton market, as the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Commodity Credit Corporation has announced a special import quota for upland cotton that permits importation of a quantity of upland cotton equal to 1 week's domestic mill use. The quota will be established next week on September 30th, allowing the importation of more than 11.5 million kilograms of the Upland cotton. We are still seeing positive numbers in the cotton market today, with October cotton still pending and off the board at 93.31. The December right now up $3.47. Some decent growth there, up to 95 and 93 cents. Taking a look at some of the other markets today, U.S. dollar index up a quarter right now in the green to 93 and 28 cents. The March up 33 cents to 93 and 30 cents. Energy market right now, we did see that start off kind of rocky this morning. We're seeing more green on the board now. November crude oil up 80 cents to 74.10. Unleaded gas for October up a penny in the green. Heating oil in the green a penny as well. Natural gas up 13 cents to $5.10. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 service.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
How was the climate inside your house this summer? Was it difficult to keep cool? How about last winter? Was it hard to keep it warm? It's time to put a stop to those drafts with Owens Corning Insulation. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville has the insulation you need to blow in the ceilings and walls and help you save money on your energy bill. They'll even let you have free use of their blower with your insulation purchase. Hometown Lumber and Hardware thanks you for buying local. It really makes a difference.
Farm safety yields real results. That's the theme for this year's Farm Safety and Health Week. And Fairbury Livestock Company reminds everyone to invest in the health and safety of those who work so hard to provide the abundant supply of food, fiber, fuel. From Fairbury Livestock Company, come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
KNDY.
country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.